Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Incident Response Fundamentals. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Navigating Cybersecurity Challenges in the Cybersecurity Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of incident response, the importance of having an incident response plan, and the steps involved in responding to a cybersecurity incident. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the key components of incident response and develop a foundational approach to managing cybersecurity threats effectively. Main content basics of incident response. Incident response refers to the systematic approach used to manage and mitigate cybersecurity incidents. This includes identifying, analyzing, and responding to security breaches or attacks. A well-defined incident response process is crucial for minimizing damage and ensuring that businesses can recover swiftly. When a cybersecurity incident occurs, the immediate response can significantly impact the overall outcome. Therefore, it's essential to understand what constitutes an incident, which can range from data breaches to malware infections. Each incident has its own set of challenges, but the goal remains the same: to restore normal operations while minimizing loss and damage. The incident response process typically involves several key phases: preparation, detection and analysis, containment, eradication, recovery, and post-incident review. Each phase plays a critical role in responding effectively to cybersecurity threats. Importance of having an incident response plan. Having a robust incident response plan is not just a best practice. It is essential for any organization that wants to safeguard its data and maintain customer trust. An incident response plan outlines the procedures and guidelines for responding to cybersecurity incidents, ensuring a structured approach to managing potential threats. The importance of an incident response plan can be illustrated through several benefits: minimizing damage. A well-prepared response can significantly reduce the impact of an incident. The quicker your team identifies and responds to an incident, the less damage it can inflict on your organization. Improving recovery time. An established plan allows your team to respond swiftly, enabling faster recovery from incidents. This is particularly crucial in the finance and fintech industries, where downtime can lead to loss of revenue and customer trust. Enhancing communication. An incident response plan sets clear roles and responsibilities. This clarity prevents confusion and miscommunication during an incident, ensuring that everyone knows their specific tasks. Building customer confidence. Customers are more likely to trust a company that takes cybersecurity seriously. A strong incident response plan shows your commitment to protecting sensitive information, which is vital in the finance sector. Steps in responding to a cybersecurity incident. Responding to a cybersecurity incident involves several critical steps. Understanding these steps can help you prepare for potential threats effectively. Here's a breakdown of the key phases in the incident response process. Preparation. This first step involves establishing and training an incident response team, developing an incident response policy, and ensuring that necessary tools and technologies are in place. Preparation is about being proactive rather than reactive. Detection and analysis. This phase includes monitoring systems for unusual activities, analyzing alerts, and determining whether an incident has occurred. Tools such as intrusion detection systems can aid in promptly identifying threats. Containment. Once an incident is confirmed, containment is essential to prevent further damage. This might involve isolating affected systems and restricting access to sensitive data, ensuring that the threat does not spread. Eradication. After containment, the next step is to eliminate the root cause of the incident. This may involve removing malware, closing vulnerabilities, or disabling compromised accounts. Recovery. Once eradication is complete, systems can be restored to normal operations. This requires thorough testing to ensure that all threats have been addressed before bringing systems back online. Post-incident review. The final step is to conduct a post-incident review to analyze what happened, what was done well, and what could be improved. This review is vital for refining the incident response plan for future incidents. Conclusion. In conclusion, Incident response is a critical aspect of cybersecurity that requires a well-structured approach. By understanding the basics of incident response, the importance of having a robust plan, and the steps involved in managing incidents, you can better prepare for potential cybersecurity threats. Remember, a proactive and informed approach can significantly minimize risks and maintain your organization's integrity. Reflection questions: what are the primary components you would include in an incident response plan for your organization? How would you prioritize the steps in responding to a cybersecurity incident specific to your industry? Reflect on a time when you had to respond to a challenging situation. What lessons can you apply to your incident response strategy?